Well, good morning. It is July 11th, 2021, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. Today, we're going to be reading through Joshua chapter 14 and 15, Psalms 146 and 147, Jeremiah chapter 7, and Matthew 21. So if you have your Bibles, grab them, as I say every day, and let's get into the Word. Happy Lord's Day, by the way. Joshua 14. These are the inheritances that the people of Israel received in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar, the priest of Joshua, the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the people of Israel gave them to inherit. Their inheritance was by lot, just as the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses for the 9 1/2 tribes. For Moses had given an inheritance to the 2 1/2 tribes beyond the Jordan, but to the Levites he gave no inheritance among them. For the people of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and no portion was given to the Levites in the land, but only cities to dwell in, with their pasture lands for their livestock and their substance. The people of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses. They allotted the land. Then the people of Israel came to Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephthah, the Kenzanites, and said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God in Kadesh Barnea, concerning you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again, as it was in my heart. But my brothers who went up with me made the heart of the people melt. And yet I wholly follow the Lord my God." And Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your foot has trodden shall be an inheritance for you and your children forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord by my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, just as he said, these 45 years since the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel walked in the wilderness. And now, behold, I am this day 85 years old. I am still as strong today as I was in the day that Moses sent me. My strength now is as my strength was then, for war and for going and coming. Now, give me this hill country of which the Lord spoke on that day, for you heard on that day how the Anakim were there, with great fortified cities. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall drive them out, just as the Lord said." Then Joshua blessed him, and he gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephthah, for an inheritance. And therefore Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephthah, the Kenzanite, to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Now the name of Hebron formerly was Kiriath Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim, and the land had rest from war. Chapter 15. The allotment for the tribe of the people of Judah, according to their clans, reached southward to the boundary of Edom, to the wilderness of Zin at the farthest south. And their south boundary ran from the end of the Salt Sea, from the bay that faces southward. It goes out southward of the ascent of the Arabim, passes along to Zin, and goes up south of Kadesh Barnea along by Hezron up to Adar, turns about to Karka, passes along Asmon, goes out to the brook of Egypt and comes to its end at the sea. This shall be your southbound boundary. And the east boundary is the Salt Sea to the mouth of the Jordan. And the boundary on the north side runs from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan. And the boundary goes up to Beth Hogla and passes along north at Beth Araba. And the boundary goes up to the stone at Bohan, the son of Reuben. And the boundary goes up to Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward, turning towards Gilgal, which is opposite the ascent of Adumin, which is on the south side of the valley. And the boundary passes along to the waters of En Shemesh and ends at En Rogel. Then the boundary goes up to the valley of the son of Hinnom at the southern shoulder of the Jebusite, that is Jerusalem. And the boundary goes up to the top of the mountain that lies over against the valley of Hinnom on the west, on the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. Then the boundary extends from the top of the mountain to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, and from there to the cities of Mount Ephron. Then the boundary bends around to Bala, that is Kiriath Jearim, and the boundary circles west to Bala, to Mount Seir, passes along the northern shoulder of Mount Jearim, that is Chesalon, and goes down to Beth Shemesh and passes along by Timnah. The boundary goes out to the shoulder of the hill north of Ekron. Then the boundary bends around to Shikron and passes along to Mount Bala and goes out to Jabneel. Then the boundary comes to an end at the sea, and the west boundary was the Great Sea and its coastline. This is the boundary around the people of Judah according to their clan. According to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, he gave to Caleb the son of Jephthah a portion portion among the people of Juna. Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. And then Caleb drove out from there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai and Ahiman and Talmai, the descendants of Anak. And he went up from there against the inhabitants of Debir. Now the name of Debir formerly was Kiriath Sephir. And Caleb said, whoever strikes Kiriath Sephir and captures it, to him will I give Asha, my daughter, as a wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, captured it. And he gave him Aska, his daughter, as wife. And when she came to him, she urged him to ask her father for a field. And she got off her donkey, and Caleb said to her, what do you want? And she said to him, give me a blessing, since you have given me the land of the Negev. Give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. And this is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Judah according to their clans, the city belonging to the tribe of the people of Judah in the extreme south towards the boundary of Edom, were Kabzeel, Adar, Jagger, Kinah, Dimnoah, Adah, Kedesh, Hazor, Ifnan, Ziph, Telem, Baaloth, Hazor, Hadatah, Kirioth, Hezron, that is Hazor, Haman, Shema, Moladah, Hazar, Gada, Heshban, Beth Peleth, Hazir, Shual, Beth Sheba, Bizsothia, Bala, Iam, Ezem, Etolad, Chesil, Horam, Ziklad, Madmonah, Sanasa, Leboah, Shehim, Ain, and Riman, in all 29 cities with their villages. And in the lowland, Eshtol, Zora, Ashna, Zona, En-Gayim, Topua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adulam, Soka, Ezka, Sharaim, Adathim, Gedora, Gedorathim, 14 cities with their villages. Zena, Hadasha, Mirath Gad, Dilion, Mizpeh, Jachthel, Lachish, Baska, Eglon, Kaban, Laman, Chidlith, Kedaroth, Beth Dagin, Namath, and Makida, 16 cities with their villages. Libna, Ether, Ashan, Ipta, Ashna, Nezim, Kelila, Ashzib, and Marasa, 9 cities with their villages. Ekron with its towns and its villages, from Ekron to the sea, all that were by the side of Ashdod with their villages. Ashdod, its towns and its villages. Gaza, its towns and its villages. The brook of Egypt and the great sea with its coastline. And in the hill country, Shamir, Jatir, Soka, Dana, Kiryat Sana, that is Debir, Anam, Eshtoma, Anim, Goesh, Holan, and Gilhom. 11 cities with their villages. Arab, Duma, Eshan, Jamin, Beth Tamu, Akbiha, Humta, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zoar, 9 cities with their villages. Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Zuta, Jezreel, Jachdiam, Zanoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages. Halul, Beth Zur, Gedor, Marath, Beth Anath, the Elkatan, 6 cities with their villages. Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages. And in the wilderness, Beth Arabah, Medim, Seka, Nibshan, and the city of Salt, and Egedi, 6 cities with their villages. But the Jebusites and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the people of Judah, could not drive out, so the Jebusites dwell with the people of Judah at Jerusalem to this day. That was Joshua chapter 14 and 15. Let's move on over to the book of Psalms, Psalm 146 and 147. Psalm 146, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in sons of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, who help is in the Lord his God, who made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoner free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourner. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Psalm 147. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord, and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, and those whose hope is in his steadfast love. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he strengthens the bars of your gate. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters hoar frost like ashes. He hurls down his cymbals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the water flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation, and they do not know his rules. Praise the Lord. That was Psalm 146 and Psalm 147. Let's move on over to our next reading in Jeremiah chapter 7. Jeremiah chapter 7. Jeremiah 7. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord: stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you men of Judah who enter these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your deeds, and I will let you dwell in this place. Do not trust in these deceptive words. This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you truly amend your ways and your deeds, if you truly execute justice one with another, if you do not oppress the sojourner, the fatherless, or the widow, or shed innocent blood in the place, and if you do not go after other gods to your own harm, then I will let you dwell in this place, in the land that I gave of old to your fathers forever. Behold, you trust in deceptive words to no avail. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, make offerings to Baal, and go after other gods that you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by not my name, and say, we are delivered, only to go on doing all such abominations? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I myself have seen it, declares the Lord. Go to my place that is what was in Shiloh, where I made my name dwell at first, and see what I did to it because of the evil of my people Israel. And now, because you have done all these things, declares the Lord, and when I spoke to you persistently, you did not listen, and when I called you, you did not answer, therefore I will do to the house that is called by my name, and in which you trust, and to the place that I gave you, and to your fathers, and as I did at Shiloh, and I will cast you out of my sight, as I cast out all the kinsmen, all the offspring of Ephraim. As for you, do not pray for this people, or lift up a cry or prayer for them, and do not intercede with them, for I will not hear you. Do you not see what they are doing in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, the fathers kindle fire, and the women knead dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven. And they pour out drink offerings to other gods to provoke me to anger. Is it I whom they provoke, declares the Lord? Is it not themselves to their own shame? And therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my anger and my wrath will be poured out on this place, upon man and beast, upon the trees of the field, and the fruit of the ground. It will burn and not be quenched. And thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, and your burnt offerings to your sacrifices, and eat the flesh. For in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, I did not speak to your fathers or command them concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices. But this command I gave, obey my voice, and I will be your God. And you shall be my people, and walk in all the way that I command you, that it may be well with you. But they did not obey or incline their ear, but walked in their own counsels, and in the stubbornness of their evil hearts, and went backwards and not forwards. From the day that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt to this day, I have persistently set all my servants, the prophets, to them, day after day. And yet they did not listen to me, or incline their ear, but stiffen their necks. They did worse than their fathers. So you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not listen. You shall call to them, but they will not answer you. And you shall say to them, this is the nation that did not obey the voice of the Lord their God and did not accept discipline. Truth is perished. It is cut off from their lips. Cut off your hair and cast it away. Raise a lamentation on the bare heights, for the Lord has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the sons of Judah have done evil in my sight, declares the Lord. They have set their detestable things in the house that is called by my name to defile it, and they have built the high places of Taphia, which is in the valley of the sons of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in fire, which I did not command, nor did I come into my mind. And therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when it will no more be called Taphia, or the valley of the sons of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they will bury in Taphia, because there is no room elsewhere. And the dead bodies of this people will be food for the birds of the air and for the beasts of the earth, and none will frighten them away. And I will silence in the city of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, the voice of myrrh, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, for the land shall become a waste. That was Jeremiah chapter 7. Let's move on over to our final reading in Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. Now, when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethpage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the fowl of the beast of burden." And the disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on their cloaks, and he sat on them. And most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the ground, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them out on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you make it a den of robbers." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant, and they said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise?'" And leaving them, he went out of the city to Bethany and lodged there. In the morning, as he was returning to the city, he became hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the way, he went to it and found nothing on it but leaves. And he said to it, "May no fruit ever come from you again." And the fig tree withered up at once. When the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How did the fig tree wither at once?" And Jesus answered them, "Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive, if you have faith." And when he entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" And Jesus answered them, "I also will ask you one question, and if you tell me the answer, then I also will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where did it come? From heaven or from man?" They discussed it among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why did you not believe him?' But if we say from man, we are afraid of the crowd, for they will all hold that John was a prophet." And so they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. What do you think? A man had two sons, and he went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' And he answered, 'I will not.' But afterwards he changed his mind and went. And he went to the other son and said the same. And he answered, 'I go, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did the will of the father?" And they said, "The first." And Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believe. And even when you saw it, you did not afterwards change your mind and believe him." Hear another parable. There was a master of a house who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a wine press in it and built a tower and leased it to his tenants and went into another city. And when the season for the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to get the fruit. And the tenants took his servant and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. And again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did the same to them. And finally, he sent his son to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the tenants saw